Mead Avenue is a single block in West Oakland. You can find it in the triangle where San Pablo Ave and Market Street meet. Like streets in a lot of low-income communities, Mead Avenue has seen poverty, gangs, gun violence, the crack epidemic. There's a church on the corner, a Boys and Girls Club across the street, and a nonprofit dedicated to men's health close by. But none of those things may be as important to Mead Avenue's future as that big thing our economy revolves around, real estate. Here's Derek Suring. He's a real estate agent in Oakland.
Well, everyone's basically gobbling up material and properties wherever they can.
You can see that all over the Bay Area. San Francisco rents are the highest in the nation, higher even than New York City. A two-bedroom apartment will run you about $2,000 a month. But just a seven-minute BART ride away is West Oakland.
The rents there, you can get $1,500 in rent for a two-bedroom, one-bath in West Oakland. So for to buy a house that's, you know, for $100,000, put in another $50,000 to $60,000, fix it up, you got instant cash flow.
And that is changing the streets of West Oakland. To see how, we're going to take you to Mead Avenue. Here's reporter Charlie Mintz.
Let's start on Market Street, by the liquor store. We'll walk east, go past the dudes in baggy jeans. They're there all day. See that guy with the slick back hair, wife beater, the gold tooth, and the broom?
The check came already. I'll call you back. I'm with somebody right now.
That's Ahmed Saeed.
I'm here every day, three times a day, sweeping the streets. And because I do have a couple of properties on Mead, you know, I'm not trying to change the block, like, dramatically. I'm just trying to clean up. It's like, you know, leaving the bathtub dirty. If you don't put no comment down there, it's going to stay dirty.
Saeed bought his first property on Mead in 2001. It's that two-story white house across from us. In total, he owns six houses here and says he'd buy more.
You know, if it comes my way and some money comes by or I hit the lotto, why not? We could change Mead to Ahmed.
Behind Saeed is a green one-story house with a garden out front. Tabby wanders the yard. Saeed picked this one up last year for $70,000. A lot of drug dealing and prostitution used to go on there under a pine tree whose roots had split the sidewalk. Now the pine tree and the crime are gone. A couple of UCSF students live there.
We fixed it up to where, first of all, everything is brand new, so you can't keep the good tenants.
Saeed's pragmatic, all business. Like he says, he's not trying to transform the block. But just down the street, there's a landlord who is.
But look at this. Look at this. This is so beautiful. Look at the sidewalk. The sidewalk is impeccable.
Alex Miller-Cole owns 861 through 865 Mead. It's a fourplex he bought for $175,000 in 2010.
The idea that we have, which has worked, is to buy the worst property possible. So we find whichever is the most troublesome street, the one that has the crime, the open drug market, the prostitution, the shootings, and we find which is the house that is the problem.
Miller Cole has bought six places in West Oakland that fit this description. His goal is to fix each one up and
completely improve it beyond what anybody would expect.
Then he seeks out people from the neighborhood to rent to, people who've been foreclosed on or people who just need some help. He also plants street trees. He's helped plant more than 500 around West Oakland. He says they make a big difference. Mead Avenue was as good a test of this strategy as any street. For years, residents and city officials knew it as one of the most dangerous blocks in West Oakland. In 2010, there were six aggravated assaults reported, two homicides. But as of November 1st, 2012, Mead Avenue had only one reported aggravated assault, a shooting. There also haven't been any homicides this year or last year. So if the neighborhood isn't exactly safe, it's definitely moving in that direction. Something else on Mead Avenue is changing, too. The people who live there.
I just became a citizen on May 5th of this year. I intend to live and die here. So I'm very interested that this whole place gets better.
Since World War II, West Oakland, and Mead Avenue is no exception, has been predominantly black. But Ahmed Saeed is Yemeni, Alex Miller-Cole is Mexican, and Chris Alonji, he's white.
This is the property you own?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Across the street from Miller-Cole's fourplex is one of Alonji's projects. It's a white Victorian with blue trim. There's a garden in back.
The whole place was vacant because it was a foreclosure. The porch was all caved in. The doors were all kicked in. There's just like needles and mattresses. So I had to tear out the floors in the back two bedrooms because of it was a drug lab, and somebody locked the dog in there until it died.
Things are pretty different now.
Leon!
How's it going?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm actually, on my way to work.
Ilya Lazowick is a smiling ball of energy. She lives in the upstairs unit of Alonji's duplex, along with three roommates and her goldfish. She says she notices the drug dealers on the corner, but doesn't mind. It's just part of living in a city.
Where I'm from, it's a very predominantly white, town, small town in Oregon. And I moved down here and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm the white girl. Nobody really, treats you that differently. They're just kind of you are a little more conscious of it, though, than, you would be in, other places, up in Piedmont.
I can relate. It's easy talking to the landlords on Mead and some of the newer tenants, but I want the perspective of someone who's lived on the street for a while. This proves to be difficult. When I walk east on Mead towards San Pablo Avenue, I get a lot of menacing looks. A group of teenagers on the stoop call me a cop. An older guy opens his door, glares at me, and lets his pit bull out. It runs around the yard, barking. As I approach the end of Mead Avenue, I finally find someone willing to talk.
My name is Leroy Stanfield Sr. I've been living on 825 Mead Avenue since 1974.
825 Mead is an old red and white Victorian that stands out from the other houses on the block. Its original owners were Chinese, and the decoration reflects that. Stanfield's lived in the house since 1967, when it was his mom's.
At one time, this block, is one block long, was the worst block in Oakland, California.
Still, at the top of the market, his house was worth $500,000. Now it's fallen to about half that.
But I think the property is going to go back up within the next 5 years. It's going to be going the right way. Because the neighborhood is coming pretty clean. A whole lot cleaner than what it used to be.
Stanfield is a rare creature. He's a longtime West Oakland resident who's also likely to reap the benefits of rising home prices. Local housing activists worry that there just aren't enough people like him. The median income in West Oakland is about half what it is in the rest of the city, and the neighborhood had some of the highest foreclosure rates anywhere in Oakland. Robbie Clark works with the nonprofit Casa Justa Just Cause.
So people that live in the neighborhood are, definitely have had an economic crisis before this economic crisis, and there still needs to be housing that addresses that.
Clark says new landlords coming in won't help those people.
There's an investment in the properties, but not in the actual people who live here. So you don't really have the people of this neighborhood reaping the benefits off of those profits.
For now, the neighborhood remains in flux. Directly across from Leroy Stanfield's place is a vestige of Mead Avenue's past. It's a two-story house with boarded-up windows, a gate slung across the front steps. It's abandoned. I have to go across San Pablo Avenue and climb to the second floor of an otherwise vacant building to find its owner.
My name is Jeff Creer, a resident of Oakland since 76, 74 years of age, co-owner of several parcels of property in the city of Oakland.
Creer's in an uneasy place. He doesn't share his fellow landlord's optimism about the newcomers, but he's not crazy about the current residents either. He keeps all of his properties boarded up because he says he doesn't trust any tenant who'd want to live here.
Does it make sense for me to buy buildings and, and spend money to meet the city codes of habitability and all, and then just board the buildings up? No, it doesn't. Part of the reason that I board up buildings is to make a point, is look, I will sacrifice financially to get across a point that I'm only interested in the right type of tenants.
By the right type of tenant, Creer means not a drug dealer, not a drug user. But walking down Mead Avenue, I'd seen lots of people who seemed like they'd fit the bill. So I asked Creer to come down and show me his place.
We see 814 Mead. This is my building here.
We come to a big old Victorian. It really would be nice if Creer took the gate off the stairs, the boards off the windows, and scrubbed off that graffiti.
How do you feel when you see it?
We'll probably open it up, put some more paint on it.
This would be if he ever decided to sell it. And if he does, Creer says the guy he'll give first look to is Ahmed Saeed. As it happens, he's walking up the street towards us.
Ahmed.
See what I mean?
Hey,
yeah,
let me see. How you doing?
All right, fine.
All right. You've been around here the longest out of all of us.
I told him.
But he told me 5 years ago, he said, look, I used to be like you, fire in my stomach. He said, He said, I used to have fire in my stomach just like you. He said, when I was younger. But now he's 70-some years old. He had enough of it.
If Koreans had enough of it, there are plenty who still want more. Prices in West Oakland are going up. That means Mead Avenue will keep changing. But it's not clear what that means for the neighborhood. 80% of West Oaklanders rent. That means 80% of West Oakland is shut off from the benefits of rising home prices. Having involved, decent landlords is great. But in a different world, more West Oaklanders would be landlords themselves. Then it wouldn't just be a few property owners taking care of a street. It would be the whole street taking care of itself. In Oakland, I'm Charlie Mintz for Cross Currents.